This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The time is 20 to 2 right here at MUT Radio, shaping on the future. And I'm your host, Asanda Wagaza. Uphuma kwelanga ehlabathi zolwandle. Bengishilo ke bafethu ukuthi by this time I'll be having a guest. And of course, the guest who is here. Monthly on MUT Radio. Mantuli, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Oh, I'm so emotional. I'm not crying, guys. First of all, I would like to say congratulations on your rapid rise in the radio industry.
Thank you. Some
of us sibukela kuwena, you know. Okay, but before singene kwi interview yethu ke kuyona nto esizelela, can you please tell us a bit about your background and how you got started in radio?
Right, so Sanbonani, MUT listeners, that's what we call them, right?
Yes.
Kamalam kuphenwa kantulu ndlela sompi sompemba. Long story short, man, I grew up Lamla Ziga age, ngaseqhilika, go 9 by Dark City. Also my dad wala ka QMla Zigo 7 kwencane, and I've got my uncle ga any, just my family is here Mlaz, and then our main home kuse Adams. We met when after matric, my matric results being a commercial, right?
Remember.
We came to upgrade and I went to a commercial.
Yes, it's commercial.
Mr. Masego,
yes.
This is when I met Asanda also.
Yes.
Yeah,
hey, this is one day she's I remember Sifiga Escolini and Botan Gripin. On day one at school, Silly Lucy Jasmine as a classin. What come go pain? A young in a classin. Sam Landel, a song, a little teach, Sam Landel, a sister. Oh, Master Figumutu Nauyama, Sister How, can't he?
Yeah, man. So basically, that's all my life. And when it comes to radio, iRadio Bengazuti, Funugians, and I didn't know radio existed. So men kula there was this thing of knowing what in your face of Kuluma Nabantu, because Kona Abantu Bona Wuti Fetu Zining is in Zagalayo in their lives, but Abawazu Kulmela, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Ngoba, in a platform, Kulmela Bantu. So I was like, I just want to be that person in life of Kulmela Bantu. Hence, Escole ni whether anything, Emma Group in Masektua, Uba Kulmela Group, and Yazuti mean. So Nakulang in Zipus and Ejaluting, Ifuna Ukfunda. Isn't it all law, land, or laws, or Obama, any attorney, no me advocate where you speak for
people? Yes.
I got
it's called under law.
I nganga funu wenza logo kulum. Then I got reminded over time, man. You know, kona lento leya yenzwa ubabli ndasbiya sakule kuluma ne radio, and I'd be like, who is this man? Ukuluma promoting using kurufi radio, ama. Yeah, and then I took a chance. If we see Letswalo Broadcasting Academy.
Okay.
After see upgrader.
Uh-huh.
I was like, yazin, I was in the lento fetu mbonting yisa piganti fetu ngazuti sengia lang melenge kon.
Yeah, but I remember you once told me kuti eskole ni bakbuza kuti when you grow up ufuna kuba yini. Yes, okay, you forgot. You told me, you said you wanted to be a TV presenter.
I always knew I had to be with people, but I TV presenting.
You're never TV presenting.
No.
So Penny, can you please, okay, Jenny, get your radio. Can you please tell us what uqale phi, waya kuphi, uqala la uqale khona, kuphi tele ukuthi ufike kuphi? Can you just take out chazele nje ukuthi uzufike la ukhona, because wow, you are shining, man.
Thank you.
Yes. So, how was your journey?
My first radio gig, kahle Vusi Letswalo Broadcasting Academy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bezifundiswa the legendary Vusi Letswalo, who's a legend in radio, nabo Lakise Fatsa, no Patrick Bogatso, all of those people. So after 3 months, because it was a 3-month radio course, and abantu babengayithatha serious, even Uma was bengayingeni indaba yami radio nga promoter ngileke ngipromoter la ko Mega City abona ama promotions amancane uma ngase stolo uthi na i product ngisavela phela ukukhokhela esikoleni. So when I got my certificate, there was ama radio auditions at a campus radio kwenye university ngisho because this is
okay.
So mengena lapho, it was amazing. I got the 3 to 6 show, which was The Drive with Matt Stolo. And Miss Sellers and Gabon Taiman, we vibe if we can not do calls and yes, mom to doenga kazera so scat.
Yes.
So Miss Figala Panage, H Vetsung Gabona Kum Nand, Lapong 7 to Monday to Friday. In King Apela Mangela pa Eglia Campus Radio, ukashwa abantu abakulo campus.
Oh, mina, not just anyone.
Yeah, mina ngingene ngokuthi ama forms ami wona ayefilwe kakhulu. So basinika ama form kuloma audition.
Yes.
Ukuthi kula ma form hamba uyo signisa abantu nabantu ukuthi bazovouch ukuthi bazolalela i radio station.
Okay.
Sengakusho vele because seku right ingafoja ama signature lapha. Ngiyibhalela amagama, ngishintsha ama handwriting. Wey, ngisendisa ama parents exin. Ngachela pongene renga tengi kibela kuyona. Ngaba signisa nje bonke driver bayangazi no conductor, nalabo abashi imoto no ring manager, pinning at enemy is signature njalo nje. So I got the most signs. Ngaze ngagcina ngiphuma ku top 10, then I got the 3 to 6 show. But ngokuhamba kwesikhathi I was like I need a frequency. Frequency bese ngidingela ukuthi kuze uma ezongizwa ngihlezi ngithi ngiyasakaza but abangizwa yabo hlezi oh mana ke bathethela kude namanje nje umuntu uthi ngena online ungilalela akangeni. Yeah, so I was like yazin ngifuna ukuthi bangizwe abantu na Facebook yabo bangizwe ukuthi I'm doing something. So I don't know if I can mention the other radio station.
Yes, you can, you can.
Ngiyabonga. So ngaqala ngalelala i Vibe FM, right? Khona
yes.
Umunye umfana kuthi uMasikane was my best friend right now.
Khona
umunye umfana kuthi uMasikane wayehlezi nje vela ku Facebook kwami. Me vela ngithi mina iphethu I Blair Red that's fetch I know i Vibe. Hey njalo ngivule ziyaphena ke lapha ngasho ukuthi so I listen to that radio from Monday to Sunday. Bear in mind ngisebenza kwenye radio but ngilalela enye because mengilalela radio station I want to pick up ukuthi basakaza kanjani.
Exactly.
Babekanalsa kanjani badlala ingoma enjani, right?
Hey.
So ngisubmit demo ngisasebenza la njalo it's only been 2 weeks. Ngisubmit demo bangizibe. So after a month ngathola lo bhuti engihlezi ngimuzwa every Friday uUncle Ta. I'm like
okay.
Lo bhuti uhlezi ethi thola ukuthi mhlawumbe manje senze ishow so thi this is me, this is Asanda and Penny. But uPenny uhlezi engekho, wagcina ngimDMile uthi hey mfowethu kanti kwenzakalani kulo sisi lo osakaza naye wathi mfethu unenkinga kancane so unakho ungabi khona emsebenzini. Ngathi is it okay if I come next week Friday? Just jokes or bono 21 wenza kanjani lento leyo kushado wisha, right? So what I know sure I ungashado wisha mfethu so then mengifika lapha Friday asana fika lapha nama belunde social media phela mengiposta ngishaye ngathi ngikhona sengiqashiwe. Come congratulations.
Wow, fake it till you make it.
Yebo abantu bathi nje welcome to the show Penny sekuzoba mnandi sesizokuzwa. Kanti programs manager izoyibona le nto ibona Facebook kwami ngakadumike lapho.
Yeah, eh.
Ayebo ubale ngani ngithi no ngangisenda i demo ngale yalanga kodwa kusengakusendela manje ngithi ngine demo ehlezi red. What awungisakazele ngathi awushentsheni avula ingoma I think back kwakusaduma uSjava. Amafo amsakazela nje live he's like next week Friday will you be available ngathi ngikhona lapha ngikho. And I was like no ngikhona. So that's how I got hired into e Vibe FM.
Yes.
And then moving then we did for like 2 years. Right? Is there still time?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Continue.
I'm just worried.
No, continue.
Oh, okay. So mingena fethu we Vibe FM. I think this is a story I never said. This is going to be my first time in Yisho. So we Vibe FM after 2 years it was amazing.
Yes.
Ulokhu njane ke programs manager phela waqala sase allocate ku show enja no munye untombazana phela ngeke ngimusho kwathiwa no enzani lo uhlelo but this lady besano 3 months nje ku radio yabo besaqala lapho mina 2 years now
mhm
mefika kwathiwa uyena ozoba host uyena who's the main host of the show. I'm co-presenting with her, but I don't touch the desk. But I was like, "Sek to a meaning meling him fundi sing it's mina." Nemfaranja no monto ngena luazingereti wuti abe main host kota fundi so I mean ngipinde ngehlisula ka and I luasisi azwananga na emoyeni because bekufika ikhathi la mfethu ngithi ngiyakhuluma with my camera sicinyo sekudlala ingoma maseqedile yena ukukhuluma uvala imic ngize ngithi mfethu bengaqedi nje ukukhuluma athi no we're done so akangiphathanga kahle luasisi emoyeni to a point where khona ishow engayenza mfethu ngo-April siqeda kunikwa amashow ngabhala i-resignation letter yami ngisakaza ngathi kuphuma kuphela ishow ngabe ngiphuma nami ngabe ngiyisend i-email ngathi no sengiyabonga ngabhala ku-social media ngasho ukuthi bafethu sekwenzeka into ekanje it's been amazing kuwukuthi-ke sengifisa ukuthola amathuba amasha emsakazweni yeah, so ngathola nje mfethu ukuthi sengikhwithile. Kanti I'm gonna get a call from Matt. I don't remember his name, but I got a call from programs Mike, programs manager, yes, at Durban Youth Radio. And she's like, "Hey mate, you available to do Monday to Friday, 3 to 6?" I was like, "Hey go, ngiyangena." Lapho mfethu ngiphethe uvalo. Sengiyasebenza nabelungu phela ngaze ngisebenze nomlungu
angakazi.
And abantu phela abalapho uyabona nje ukuthi uma usebenze Florida shuthi yiloyo nto yabo.
Yes.
So ngabona yazi yini, let me take the chance. So I did DYR for another 2 years. Yeah, it was quite some time. Kwase kuvela I presenter search at East Coast Radio. Out of I think about 50,000 entries, I put my number top 6. Kodwa still-ke sengisondele mfethu kwangalunga, you know.
Penny.
But kuthe uma ngingalungi sengiyayikhulumela mfethu ngathi yazi I can't do i-DYR anymore. Ngaposta futhi ku-social media. Mfethu u-social media wami mfethu always comes through for me. Ngaposta ku-social media ukuthi we didn't make it, but it's been great, you know, doing DYR. Mengithanda ukuthi ngibheke amanye ama-radio stations. So this whole time ngenza yonke leyo nto I think I was pregnant, but I was hiding it because I think it was during COVID.
Yes, nukuchu, yes.
Yeah, snukuchu. Yeah, I think I was pregnant with my second baby. So ngangile nanda FM long ago.
Yes.
But ngasenge amtshela uprograms manager engisambonga namhlanje uThulani Nzama. uThulani Zondi ngamtshela ukuthi ey baba okwamanje ngisakhulele but meliphinde livele ithu please consider me. So ngathi bengiphuma at the ECR radio presenter search and he was like usutetile ngathi hey but sengitetile what's I also ndele ngala inanda
God look at God
ne? Then that's how I got into Inanda FM kanti a year after Inanda FM last thing ngithola khona ishow yam for the first time in my life ishow ethi nje Penny Ntuli ayigagasi fethu uzofika lithi come through
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, somehow, some way, it has always worked out. It always has worked out.
The power of social media, guys. Ne? The power of social media. Look at you, Penny. And I'm sure umuntu masebuka manje uzothi, "Hey, oh Penny banenhlanhla." Ongakwazi. Uthe Penny banenhlanhla, ingane ezine background e-right nje ezenza izinto kwenzeke. Kanti abazi mfethu ukuthi uphumaphi. Mina I know you from Pantuk.
Every radio gig, like every station I got on, you're like, "Congratulations!" Every time.
Penny, yeah. I remember mina your journey. Usaqala nje indaba yokuba a radio presenter.
Yeah.
So Penny, I wanna like siza abantu njengamanje ukuthi if okay, ke kuno mfundi maybe onjengami or anyone ofuna ukwenza ofuna ukugcina efana no Penny Ntuli. Ama challenges angahlangana nawe, how would you advise lo muntu lo ukuthi anga give up? How would you encourage lo muntu lo ukuthi no qhubeka mfethu ungayeki? How would you advise that person ukuthi no do this and this and this?
Yeah.
Ungenzeka u1 no 2 ungaba nenhlanhla.
Personally, I would not advise anyone anything. Cause impilo yakho asanda nempilo ya my fan.
Right.
Kona into mina ngizok advise akuyona, but because I've been through that and this is the route I took. But kwesinye isikhathi indlela mina engenza ngayo ngeke wena ikusebenzele.
Okay.
Lento ifana nemshado umuzi nomuzi noma ikhaya ke nje ikhaya nekhaya we have our own way of doing things u beef curry wakini I'm sure no wasekhaya ufani but at the end of the day thini uyasebenza mina ngifika kini ngizothi ngeke ngifika ekhaya uzothi ngeke yabo we all have a different way of doing things
yes ukusebenzele mina ngeke ukusebenzele
wena exactly and also ungajahi mfethu because I do know sikhona ntanga bami who are like hey mfethu uphenu nani usenzani It's because it's my turn, ngaleso sikhathi. But it turn yami kusho ukuthi nakuweni says because angithi it's a turn. This thing is like a circle. So mimi sala but it means it's coming. Yabo. But abantu kathi besenza kahle abanye learn to congratulate them because mujabulela omunye umuntu umenza kahle it means that positivity yokwenza kahle you are inviting it when. Yabo. So nje nanokuthi fethi ungagobela omunye umuntu. Kwathiwa ke we industry dala. Mebenza ama TV radio presenting auditions umuntu afike lapha azenze ubonangi kuthiwa sisi we already have ubonangi yeah so you can abona mina nje noma mroza two different things
exactly but bawulalela yena
exactly yes. So nje I won't advise anyone right now but enza ngendlela yakho and if it izokusebenza but ama challenges engizobatshela bona about the industry if you are woman Mvetsu ungayithathi igig ezokurequest ukuthi ulale because if you sleep with one person to get a gig noma umsebenzi that person is going to say it's fine amajit that person is going to say yeah lo mvetsu akuleke sengiphuma kuyena so the next one is going to use the same strategy to get you shuthi uzolala abantu abangakwena yeah so just yeah I don't know futhi abanye abantu ke who are in power they use their power ukuthi yabo bathole ezinye izinto but ufunde nje fethi unqaba when things come through nje ufunde unqaba you know as much as the success yakhe ingabuye ifike later but singamani ifike later kunokuthi ifike namagama okuthi ungasitshela wena uqala siyakwazi uphuma yabo
okay last question Penny how do you handle the pressure that comes with since we so Penny Ntuli people know you ukuthi uPenny Ntuli and akubona wonke umuntu uPenny ozokujabulela ukuthi hey uPenny khona uzovela nje hey le ntombazane nje ungasho ngoluthi yabona angiyiphiwe so how do you handle that pressure ebantwini
yeah I don't handle it
you don't
I don't
Jesus Christ yes ngiyabakuthande bonke
and I've learned that ngisho ngakhuluma ufike you know one thing I've learned really quickly one thing I've learned is that yabona mengithi mina asanja ngimpiwe yabona nje futhi kuba umnyama ngabe umpofu abantu the things they say to you it shows ama insecurities up umuntu ukujudge ngento afisa ukuba yiyona uphenu ungamnaki ukuthi unezimoto akusho ukuthi yabona uright no ngoba unazo na uyayifisa kodwa I don't handle pressure at all mommy
Thank you so much Mantule. I think seshawa is cut manje but before sivale ngicela nje usinike a word of the day.
Word of the day.
Yes.
Ukuhlonipha mfethu kuzokuvulela iminyango ongakazi ucabanga ukuthi yokuvulela.
Ah, respect Nzwile, respect because you never know who is watching. Make sure what you do ufake inhlonipho phakathi bafethu. Thank you so much Mam Pemba Godide
mfethu.
Yes, your time is 2 minutes to 2 o'clock.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.